Hello and welcome back to Medium Munchies Podcast. Today, I'm having issues. Similar to every day, but this time it's with Audacity or my mic. I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to explain this, but the wavelengths are not big enough to the point where, like, it's gonna be hard to edit. That's what I'm thinking, but maybe not. I'm just gonna see. I'm just gonna do this normally because I feel like there's nothing different from the last time, but I just remember the wavelengths in Audacity being bigger, and I don't know if it's my mic or Audacity or what. God, the struggle is real. Welcome back, I missed your struggle, and today we're going to be talking about RuPaul's Drag Race season 15. I know the season's not over yet, but I wanted to do a sort of like mid-season little catch-up, little chit-chat, what I think so far, and let's pretend I'm in drag for this because I have a, some might say, unique perspective as a drag king. I know I haven't been doing drag for that long, but I still do it. And RuPaul's Drag Race is a show where it's about drag, but there's no drag kings. And I have opinions on that, obviously, but it's also one of my favorite shows, period. So, yeah. I love all the queens, and we're gonna be talking about all of them today, and like especially the last episode, because it was, in my opinion, the best of the season. And the Rusical was like, I don't get the people who are hating on it. It had a coherent storyline. I think people are getting too spoiled because the Moulin Rouge Rusical was like, it was good. Like, why are people hating when Pharma Rusical was a thing? I rewatched that episode. Oh my god. What the hell was that? It was just like ads. Like, you could have easily done this as a commercial challenge, but you made it into a Rusical for what? Bad donkadonks. Like, no. No. But we're going to be talking about season 15, not season 10. So far, my thoughts, I don't really have much planned except for a little bit, but we're going to go to the Drag Race Wiki if I need help. I'm finding that the first couple episodes I was like, I don't know about this, because it just seemed like they were shorter and there were more queens, and I know everyone's complaining about that, but it was just not giving, and it was hard to like get attached to anybody or like really care that much about the challenges. Like, I barely remember the early challenges. There was like the old lady one, which we will get to that one, and we will get to the weird editing, because there is some weird editing choices too that I think, call me crazy, but it makes it entertaining, and it makes me like really, because it gives me a reason to feel. The first part of the season, I was like, I'm not feeling much, you know, but then there's also like good things too in the later part of the season. So it's like this combination that keeps you hooked. Okay, so I said I like it better than season 14. Yeah, because like it feels like there's a cohesive story now. Like, it feels like it all came into place. At first I was like, who are these people? Who is Robin Fierce? Why is she not in any of it? And then suddenly they're sending her home. For what? For what? It just felt like, ooh, like, if you're gonna send someone home that quickly, give them more because she got the least amount of confessionals out of anyone. This has been studied by drag scholars. But yeah, I feel like now the storylines are coming together, and it feels like an interwoven season. I know that some drag detective or Jack Fed or whatever talked about like, Drag Race is better when it feels like, oh, it's a cast, they're together, they're not just like individuals. Like season 14, it's like, oh, there's Lady Camden, there's Willow Pill, what relation do they have to each other exactly? I don't know. But this one is like, yes, Sasha, Lucy, Mistress Lux, Selena, they have chemistry together, they have drama, it's a vibe, and they all have good storylines too. They all have their unique strengths, and it's really good, and reasons why they really want to win and stuff like that. Selena fighting for her life is a good storyline because she's in the bottom so many times. And I feel like, yeah, I don't know why they sent her home this episode. I really don't know, though. I like Selena. I feel like if you're in the bottom that many times, like, you know you're gonna go. But this, I was like, she did great in the challenge. So why did they put her in the bottom? This elimination feels so cursed. And I feel like there's a lot of eliminations this season that just feel like, ooh, wrong. Like, as I said before, Robin Fierce, Jax, because she went home in the lip sync assassin challenge. And this is what I'm talking about. Moments where you go, oh, no, what is this? Like, not riggery, but like, I feel like they put Jax in groups, not to be that conspiracy person. Oh, they rig the balls that they pull out with the numbers, the names of the queens or whatever. And, but like, they definitely do. They need to have entertaining lip syncs. And they were like, they knew they wanted to send Jax home because it's a storyline. The lip sync assassin gets sent home in the lip sync Lollapalooza. They did it with Jasmine Kennedy. And it's just because, like, she couldn't beat the other queens to these songs. And she's freaking lip syncing against Anitra. Oh my god. Anitra saving Spice? I don't know if they expected that, but they wanted to keep around Spice. It's just the truth. Sugar and Spice, though, feel like a fever dream. Oh, they were around this season? What? Because now it feels like, this is mean, but it feels like, oh, they're all professionals. They all have like a chance of winning, basically. Like literally Sasha, Lucy, Mistress, Lux might be, I don't know. It's a very strong top, what is that, five? Yeah, very strong top five. And they all have reasons they could win. Sasha because she is mother. Lucy because I went back. I watched the old lady challenge, right? Old lady girl groups. Lucy was like low-key the best one in that challenge. Like, we don't talk about this because Lucy is not like the fan favorite. Until now. Let loose, of course. But I feel like it's not for the right reasons. It's not because she's good. Because she is. People just like, I feel like, discount her challenge performances, I guess, because she is the villain, but she's good. And they think she should go home? Like, no. I feel like she could be in the top four. That's no tea, no shade, but they might send Anitra home. Or they can't send Mistress home. I don't know. Whatever they do, it's stressful. They're not going to send Sasha home. Lux? I don't know if they would do that. Also, next week is a makeover challenge. Lux is not gonna do bad. I just feel that Lux is gonna be fine. Because her strengths are in aesthetics. And she can do that. Wasn't she struggling in the preview? I don't know. I forget. I think she's gonna be fine, though. What on earth was I saying? I wrote, I stan Anitra. She doesn't need a personality. But this episode, she got, like, a storyline, a personality. I cried. I laughed. I love Anitra. Okay. I don't know. I just think Sasha Colby should win. But Anitra is like one of my favorites this season. She should come back for All Stars. Like, not gonna lie. I am envisioning Sasha Colby win and Anitra winning All Stars. Because it just feels correct to me. I love Anitra so much. Okay. Her moment with RuPaul, where she was like, drag saved my life, it felt so genuine, and it really affected me, because drag saved my life, and not in the same way as her, but yeah, and the way it connected, like, of course they had to give her the win, even though, like, no, she was the best, though. She was serving face in that challenge, she was serving, like, choreo in that, like, really good vibes in that musical. So yeah, I think she deserved the win. To be honest, they could have justified anyone. Everyone was so good in that musical, and I'm mad they even had a bottom two. It's been said, but they should not have had a bottom two. They could have justified Lucy winning, and to be honest, Selena too. I rewatched it. I was like, Selena did great. She literally was one of the best. And I hate how they were like, oh, like, Lucy in the later half when she became the drag queen, she just wasn't giving as much as before. Like, she faded in the background with that. Yeah, because she had, like, no lines in that part. Selena had a few lines, and that's why she stood out in, like, both parts. And so did Lux. And I just don't know. I think they pulled shit out of their asses in order to justify putting Selena and Lucy in the bottom two. And Selena, they had no negative critiques for the challenge, right? But they were for her runway, right? And I get it. But at the same time, I don't. I feel like that runway was, like, low-key so good. I don't know if I was just hot. No, okay. Because some of Selena's looks, I don't think were the best. But other ones, like, you have to admit that they are camp and, like, so, like, just the mind of Selena S. Titties. I would love to have some of that creative power because it's, like, insane. I really like the one with the... The hot Cheeto joke was not that funny, but I love the pockets. It's like, yeah, S. Titties has to have all her shit in pockets or whatever. Like, I believe it. Honestly, Selena S. Titties, like, she is the lip sync assassin, and we cannot forget the, what is it, Celine Dion lip sync. That was so funny. It was a perfect combo of, like, camp and just good lip syncing, so I stan. You have to give her credit. I don't think this cast, after Spice got eliminated, like, even Marsha had, like, really good strengths. Marsha was, like, really good at drag. The makeup critiques, I don't think were fair. Like, after Spice got eliminated, there was no one who had zero chance of winning. You know what I'm saying? Sorry to Spice. Sugar and Spice, they're fine. I like them. They're funny. They just had zero chance of winning. It's true. What was I talking about? Yeah. Anyways, that's Selena's titties. I'm really sad to see her go home. I think she gave more face in that lip sync. And I think she was better. Like, Lucy, she was not letting loose in that lip sync. She was okay. But I don't know. I just felt like Selena was doing better. Maybe, like, no offense to Lucy, but maybe it's because she got, like, work done in her face. Sorry. I'm not gonna assume, but, like, I think I know, right? Okay, anyways. Not that it's a bad thing or anything. I'm just saying that might have prevented her from serving the best face in that lip sync. Because I don't know. I guess your fourth time in the bottom, you have to go. But, yeah, I think it was sad that she went home when she did better in the lip sync. And I don't hate Lucy. Another thing is, people were hating on that creature of the lagoon or whatever outfit that Lucy wore. I thought it was cute. Maybe not on the same level as everyone else, but I thought it was cute. That's all. Period. Now, what else do I need to talk about? Oh yeah, okay. Here's something that I've noticed across the episode. They will make faces, like, negative faces. And I have not seen a season before where I've seen so many, like, faces from the judges when people are just doing their thing. People, I don't know. First, it was in the challenge where they've done it in a couple, like, justified moments, obviously. Maybe the Irene incident, but we don't talk about that. Irene's great, though. I love her runway looks. But, yeah, in the challenge where the hip-hop old ladies are doing their girl group thing, there was no reason to make those faces. They were, like, low-key killing it. I really like their choreography. I like their stage presence. They did it, like, at a couple moments that I thought were, like, fine, but honestly, like, it was not that bad. And then in this lip sync, when Selena was taking off her gloves or whatever and doing her thing, like, no, there was no reason to make those disgusted faces, judges. So why? Just to justify her losing the lip sync? I can't believe it. So sad. Rest in peace, Selena's titties. Okay, now let's get to the Rusical, because I thought it was really fun. As I said, coherent storyline and so relevant to drag bands and stuff, and didn't make it, like, you know how Drag Race will sometimes go over the top to make fun of stuff and, like, add, like, okay, here's an example that I just thought of. You know, Herstory of the World or whatever? I don't think it was in poor taste, but I don't know. The way they made some of the historical women. Like, I don't know. I don't get the Helen of Troy, Helen of Troy one. Okay, they weren't disrespectful, but I just think they went a bit too far with that, and it wasn't like a great tribute to those women, let's just say. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great, period. But then this, I feel like it really tackled the issue, and it didn't go over the top to be like, yes, we want dragon, yes, 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 drag ball. Like, no, it had a genuine, like, message, and they weren't trying to be too jokey about it too, but it was still funny. Now let's talk about the fact that they were in quote-unquote boy drag for 3/4 of that musical. Except for Mistress, they were in boy drag. Was that entertaining? Yes. Was that where most of Lucy's good moments were? Yes, because she had, like, numbers by herself, numbers where she was the main focus, and, yeah, did a great job. I honestly thought she could have won the... I was like, yeah, they could put her in the top because she was, like, the main character. But they didn't want to do that for boy drag. Oh, yeah, and Anitra wasn't in boy drag either. But, like, why are drag kings not on the show? Why are they not allowed on the show after you see that? How do you even justify it? Because they were the judges were judging their performance in boy drag. They said, Selena did great in boy drag. They said, Lux did great in boy drag. They said, Lucy did great in boy drag. Like, oh, and Sasha. Let's talk about Sasha for a second. Yes, queen. Yes, king. Honestly, like, in this challenge, she was so funny. And she did, like, the best boy... Not the best boy drag. I think her and Lucy were, like, up to par. And then also Selena, like, hello. But she was so good. They can judge a comedy challenge of a drag king because it was funny. They can judge a dance challenge of a drag king because they weren't doing, like, super queeny moves. They were just dancing. And they could do that for a king. Or they could... I'm sure choreographers can do masculine. Like, I just don't get it. They were judging them based on a boy drag performance for 3/4 of it. So they can easily judge a drag king on the same playing field as these queens. There, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's not like, no. Do not come after me for this opinion because I will die on this hill, honestly. If you're going to be celebrating drag so much in that musical, and it was great, and really political message punch, and really showed, like, oh, conservatives, like, why are they trying to ban drag? It's cringe, right? And I really like the line where they had, like, we used to have fun in drag too. Like, yeah, boomers totally did drag for fun, and it's been coming out recently with George Santos and stuff. They know. They hit it on the nose, and it's like, why is it bad now? Well, because conservatives need something to be mad about. It's sad. Even the ones who didn't do drag, like, laughed at drag, right? They laughed at other boomers doing drag. They would find that fun and funny and whatever. And it's like, no, now it's so awful. It's sacrilegious. No, you've just gone from one, like, transphobic vibe. No offense. Like, I know people are, like, invoking Mrs. Doubtfire, but, like, there's something so annoying with man in a dress comedies. Like, come on. find something else. Drag is more earnest than that. Anyways, I got way off topic here. Okay, if you're gonna do a musical celebrating drag, like, just have drag kings on the show. They're an essential part of drag. They would have fit right into that musical, because then you could have, like, was it an all-boys school? Well, great. They didn't need to do that. There's room for drag kings in, like, nearly all of the challenges. They can be old men instead of old grannies. They can be advertising heaven. Like, you don't need to use the pit crew for that. You can be like, and in heaven there's sexy men. And then you can use drag kings for that. Like, we are there. We exist. Oh, God. Okay, I've gotten very passionate about this, but it's something I'm so passionate about. And then people will be like, why are you complaining? Like, just, they can make their own show, or they can be on Dragula. Like, no, sorry, this is my favorite show. I'm gonna feel this way. It would just be made, it's a 90 right now, it would be 100 if there were drag kings on it. and that's a guarantee. And people would be excited by seeing new drag, and good drag too, because I don't know. I think people who don't want drag kings on it just don't know how good drag kings are. You know? It's just the tea. And it's sad. It's just like misogyny, and it's just like, I don't know, fear of the unknown or whatever. All kinds of shit like that. I just wore myself out. That was like all I needed to say. I feel like nothing's important now after this. Okay. But season 15 is good. It is important. So, yeah. I feel like this top five is really good. I feel like anyone could win, except I want it to be Sasha Colby, because Sasha Colby is slaying. I think, I don't know, there was nothing controversial about her challenge wins. She did great, except the design one, I do think should have gone to Mistress, I'm not gonna lie. There were better ones. Like Anitra's? Oh my god. Sorry, just scrolling through the wiki. Sasha versus Anitra is the best lip sync that I've maybe seen in a while. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's the best lip sync ever, because Shut Up and Drive and Sorry Not Sorry exist. But, like, the slayage of both of them is so much. And people are saying, oh yeah, Marsha and Anitra is the best because of the song choice. Like, I don't care. I'm in Love with a Monster is a great drag song, I think, because it's, like, camp. It's camp as hell. So, you know what? I'm not gonna let song choice bias how I feel about that lip sync. Boss Bitch was great, and it's a great song, and that's why people like it more, and I understand that, but I just think Sasha Colby and Anitra are a great duo, and I could see them as top two. I'm just, like, I don't know. My faves are always Lip Sync Assassins. Okay, I don't want to say fan favorites. I don't know. I like Ben De La Creme, and she's an obvious fan favorite. And I like Jinx Monsoon, and she's a fan favorite. But I also... and Denali is a fan favorite. I'm a bit predictable when it comes to my faves, but I also have a pattern of really liking Lip Sync Assassins, like Anitra and Denali. And I can't help but compare them, and I'm worried because Denali was robbed. She was put into the bottom, undeservedly, in my opinion, and she was just sent home. Here's a little prediction for next episode, but I could be wrong. Anitra and maybe, like, Mistress or something will be put into the bottom, and it'll be a kind of, like, maybe a rigged, I don't know, and Anitra will be sent home because the song was better for Mistress or something, and she felt the emotion and stuff, and just sent Anitra home. And it's going to feel bad. I can see Lucy being in the top four over Anitra and it being, like, controversial again. But I don't know why I feel so strongly about this prediction. And it's not because I read spoilers. This is just coming from somewhere, somewhere in my psyche right now. Oh God. Can we talk about the worst lip sync this season though? And it was That's What I Want by Lil Nas X. That's sad to me, honestly, because I love that song. And... I just don't know what Selena was doing to that song. It could have been a double sachet, but Spice just had to be really bad at it. And she was like, yeah, I did a TikTok to this song, so I just think I'm gonna slay it. Like, no. Girl, be serious for a second. A TikTok is less than a minute, probably. I don't know. I don't actually have TikTok, so I don't know how long the videos go. But, like... yeah, I thought that was funny. I like the interview challenge a lot, and I liked, I don't know, the stand-up was okay, and I really like this Rusical. So yeah, I think this season has been great, or this season has been good. I think it's starting to get great. At first, I wasn't fully on board, but now I'm, like, loving it. I hope some of these queens come to Toronto for Pride, because I will lose it. I will be there. I will be square. Oh my god. Can you imagine Anitra or, like, Mistress? Seeing either one of those queens on stage would probably kill me. I don't even want to consider Sasha. She's too famous to come to Toronto. But if she did, I would die. Okay. Anyways, I'm so happy I got to review Drag Race. And I will hopefully post this episode soon. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll probably do more of these Drag Race things. Maybe, actually, my next one will probably be after the finale, because that makes the most sense. My next episode might be Hannibal, might not, but might be Hannibal. We'll see what I'm into next month. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. I think I got to say everything I wanted to say, right? Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Media Munchies podcast. Bye.